Good morning. We're live with Jay Moore. Jay, what are you doing, buddy? Oh, on the captain's log.
We're on right now?
Yeah.
Where are the cameras?
All right. So, yeah, we're live, buddy. Thanks for joining me. That's really nice.
Look at Aldo back there.
Aldo's in the back. And we just left Publix doing a little toothbrush action.
Yeah, I had to freshen up. I had to tighten up my kitchen, man. I had to...
For the show?
The answer is yes. Toothbrush.
Yes.
Not for the show, for just general hygiene. And I left in a hurry this morning because you woke me up at balls o'clock to do radio.
You got in late too, huh?
Yeah, we didn't go...
We weren't there until what, 1:30?
No, we left at 12:30. We left Charlotte at 12:30, so we got in like 1:45 too. It's how long did it take you to get here featuring Captain Brian?
No, I just wanted to say hi. I mean, first, you know, you take your clothes off, so I wanted to make sure that we put your pants back on before we start the show.
They can't see my pants.
Oh, I mean, just from the waist up.
Aldo,
so, Aldo.
Yes.
What's it like traveling with this guy all the time?
It's enlightening.
Yeah, you love it?
Enlightening. Yeah, it's funny, smart. And you're normally surprised by some of the wit that he comes up with.
By the way, brother, thank you. And Aldo's one of the first guys. Aldo is not Chuck Liddell. Why is everything backwards? That's my...
Look, it's right, though, because it says live on air. You see that?
No, I know it's right. But when I watch porno, I'm like, all POV shots, I'm like, wow, there's a lot of lefties. It's because they're filming. It gets turned around.
Yeah, it gets flipped.
So Aldo's a wrestling coach. He's not Chuck Liddell.
And he looks good, though.
He's the best wrestling coach I've ever... I'm a wrestling coach because of him. He's the guy that invited me to wrestle and coach in his room, rather. And so, anyway.
So, I shouldn't challenge him to a wrestling match?
No, that'd be great.
That would?
Yeah.
Be good?
But you can... You scrap. But the thing is with him is he's the first guy to hang out with me that the answer to that question wasn't like, oh, geez, don't get me started. My whole life it's been that.
Yeah.
He's the first guy to go, it's enlightening. It's really neat. Like thank you.
I like it, though. I like... I think we're on the same vibe.
You and I?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, yeah, we're fishing at a golf course. I'm standing on a gator. I'm riding a gator, Western style.
We going fishing today or tomorrow?
We'll figure it out.
Are you in the mood? Are you feeling it? This guy fishes, dude.
He fishes 24/7.
Yeah.
I almost said a word that would ban me from things. something, please.
He gives me bass from the Malibu coast.
Yeah.
Some people call it the Pacific.
I call it the Malibu.
The ocean.
I fish from my paddleboard. I told you this.
Yeah, I seen it.
Calico sea bass are like, look, you got viewers here. Let's show them your titties or something.
We're just watching. We're just hanging out.
At JMoore37.
Yeah, how can they find you?
That's Bareback Aldo. JMoore37, Instagram and Twitter. And
what's your favorite city?
Private Delights.
To tour.
My favorite city?
Yeah.
Is Denver. That club is, I don't know, there's like everything's perfect in a weird way. Mm-hmm. Like it's the energy. I can't really explain it. So I like coming here a lot because I grew up in New Jersey. Florida's our Hawaii.
Yeah, this is where everyone comes, right?
Well, we got out in the parking lot, the other radio station, on the Freak Show.
Yeah.
And by the way, shout out to the Freak Show. I love that guy.
They do great. Yeah.
What's the dude's name?
Flying Brian. So Flying Brian, Ramo G, and Brittany Gonzalez.
But let's make no mistake about it. Flying Brian
is the show.
But he's also working his own board.
Yeah.
It's like Hendrix has his own tech. And it was Hendrix. And his own lyricist? That was Hendrix. Never mind.
That's
true. Those guys were great. But we got out in the parking lot. Out there goes humid. I was like, nice.
You like it?
Love it.
It's good for the skin. I think so. I feel like it keeps my skin nice and like not so dry and tight.
I thought it was your AZT cocktails.
No, that's Botox. The Botox is helping a little.
So off the hook, how's it going at your giant restaurant where you put some boxes that we still
have? I put a new stage in.
A what?
I put a new stage, new lights, and a new green room. Just for you.
Excuse me.
How do you like that?
Sure.
You know, I
did
that.
Why'd you do all that?
Because we've been recording so many sets now for all this Facebook, YouTube,
it's all funneling into your social media.
Yeah.
That's why. I'm like, no comic goes to lights and they're really good, man.
It's good. But what happened was, is I had like a bad wash for the cameras. So I had to come up with a whole new lighting plot. And now it's amazing for the pictures and camera recording.
Wait, so when you would film comedians, when you watch the film or tape, they'd be like washed white out, like too bright.
Yeah.
And then that, you'd have to correct it somehow.
It didn't even correct. It was so bad.
So why don't you turn on the lights?
We tried. We did everything. But then I ended up getting a new lighting bar kind of set up. And it looks real good now. Like every picture you take looks literally like IG ready.
Literally?
Yeah, literally. Literally IG
ready. Do people talk less at the bar during a show?
We don't sit anyone at the bar anymore. Maybe did we sit people around the bar before?
You bring the headliners, you put them where you can put them.
We just pack them in. You got 6 shows this weekend.
That stuns me.
That's a lot.
I don't know how I agree to that.
It's because I fish really well, and we had a little bet. If I beat you in fishing, then you had to do 6 shows
the next time. How do you win at fishing?
Catch more fish.
Catch more fish. But that's... It's not like shooting fish in a barrel. We got to catch them.
That's the thing is, like, I'm so competitive.
That we were so competitive back and forth.
It's also, if you're catching them, I am actually happy you are catching
them. Yeah, it doesn't matter
who catches.
It's not like golf
where people go, oh, that's a good shot. I'm like, man, fuck this guy and his fucking shot.
Right.
Fucking beat me at golf.
When you go fishing, it's like, that means you versus the fish. Yeah, you versus the fish.
But I don't know why that day you were catching them and I wasn't. And now.
Because I'm a captain.
I know. You have what, a steakhouse? Yeah. Beef heart? Tennille? Captain Lou Albano. You're Captain Lou Albano. Yeah.
I really liked your...
What does it mean? No other guy that's a captain says he's a captain outside of his boat.
No, this is true. Is that what they do? In Florida, I think it's a thing.
Did you just disagree, agree at the same time with me in a voice that was both... No. This is true.
That was funny.
See, remember we were talking about last night?
I tried to bring you... I reeled you in.
I didn't.
Yeah.
What kind of an idiot names his plays off the hook? The whole point is getting them on the hook. Well, that's where there's bars.
Especially if you're a captain, right?
If you're a captain, it's right, Aldo. Is he my...
He's not my... Aldo, you have to speak up. Use that coaching voice.
We don't yell.
You don't?
Nope.
What do you do?
If you yell
is
at
it
a
discipline? Race... Is it discipline?
If you... I'm going to tell you. If you yell at a racehorse, don't expect it to listen to you when you whisper. So you whisper to the racehorse, and one day you go, whoa! And then it just stops what it's doing and listens to you.
Yeah. So you guys are really like, is this a new school way of thinking? Because I played baseball in college, and my whole life I got yelled at
by
coaches.
You played ball. Well, we got yelled at too.
But you guys are changing it up?
We were also assholes.
Yeah, I don't know. I just don't think it's the smartest way to do it.
Yeah. I feel like they got to be more mentally focused.
Like, I'd rather talk to you.
What Aldo does coaching-wise that impressed me the most was he was teach kids a move. When I was there, I didn't remember what you were teaching. It was some finish off of
defense, yeah.
It was defense like from a single, but you were already knees on the mat. And when he was done, he would go, and see what you can find in there that you like. 1, 2. So now he teaches them something, but every kid in the room is actively looking for windows.
Something that they like.
And it's a defensive mood.
Yeah.
Move. It's a defensive move. Christopher Walken, wrestling coach. But your best defense is offense. Wayne Gretzky said, if I have the puck, you can't score. He's right. So Hamza El Saudi took 5th in California for us.
That's the dude that you coach?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I used it the last 6 weeks of his senior year.
Yeah.
That's when I hopped on. Great kid, moved here from Iraq. Didn't speak any English.
Does he wrestle in college now?
He's going to go to Cerritos next year.
Yeah. Nice.
He's going to. So in the middle of his drill, he goes, "Oh, hey, coach, check this out!" And the kid figured out, just like a mousetrap in the middle of his defensive move, he just did some weird thing, and he actually discovered a move. Like, no,
really.
And then we practiced, and then Aldo had him show it. And then we drilled on that. So he's a brilliant coach. And see what you can find in this that you like. You can't say to a running back, and once you get to the A-gap, just see what you like.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a route tree for the receivers. There's this. Yeah.
So, Aldo, do you attribute that to a coaching that you had coming up?
No, not at all.
All right, then.
I had a baseball coach trying to teach us wrestling.
Yeah.
Now, I always say God bless him because he started the program, but he really didn't have a lot of knowledge. But no,
but he tried.
He didn't wrestle? Huh?
He didn't wrestle?
No.
Really?
No. He never wrestled.
But you were on the national team.
That was after I graduated.
Aldo was on the United States national team.
What? Did you wrestle in college, or do you go right to... How does that work?
I can't get into freestyle. College.
Couldn't get in college.
Yeah.
No, actually, I started wrestling freestyle. More won all these open tournaments, and I started wrestling for colleges illegally. In 84, I was a prodigy. I wrestled in the Olympic trials. I beat Kenny Monday, who won the Olympics in 88.
Wow.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
That's impressive.
He's impressive.
It's been downhill since.
Yeah. Did you see that arm wrestling video where the girl busts the guy's arm right in the middle?
Do me a favor. Just smash your wheel to the left and go into this ditch for us.
Right now?
You're going to...
Because you hate it?
What he just said about being in the United States national team.
It's amazing.
And you're like, did you see that thing about people arm wrestling?
Well, I want to see. He likes that. Maybe he watches a lot of Instagram.
Arm wrestling.
Somebody's snapping somebody's arm wrestling.
Yeah, it's interesting.
He uses his whole body.
I agree, but what I know about wrestling can fit in a thimble. I know that you, coach,
what you know
and
about
Adam
arm wrestling can fit in a smaller thimble.
I know that you, coach,
over the top, Kenny Loggins. That's all you know.
Yeah,
meet me halfway.
What about the guys? What about the coaches that like make the kids run in like full jumpsuits and trash bags?
We don't make them do it.
But no, but that's a thing still, or is that gone?
We do. No, they actually.
What do you weigh?
178.
Okay, so you're gonna wrestle hypothetically, your body fat and all that, and safely you go all the way to 160.
Really? I want to be 160 this weekend. I got a pool party. That'd be great. That'd look good.
Why am I here this weekend?
Yeah.
Because I know what your kind of pool party means.
it's this weekend.
Kiss of sins, Seymour Butts.
Yeah, Cinco de Mayo pool party Saturday.
Pool party.
Not pool. Like day after tomorrow.
Yeah.
Aldo, I need to take 8 pounds off this guy.
Yeah, so tell me how I can cut 8 pounds. That'd be beautiful.
Well, it's funny because they really watch it tight now.
You get your percentage of all that. So if you got to go to 160, you know, we're talking about...
That's 18 pounds?
No, listen, we're talking about in August. Our first actual match is in November.
Right. So I need to get to that.
So if we get to the point where... What's today? Thursday?
Yeah.
And we're wrestling Saturday, and you got 8 pounds to go, then you've been bullshitting me. And when you go home, you put something in your body with hell or it was orange juice and ice cream.
That's crazy.
Orange juice? To make her poop?
No.
No, because he liked it the way it tasted.
That was his...
That's what nobody knew until we knew, like, oh.
Why is he always over?
He drinks a gallon of orange juice every day.
Oh, my God.
Like, secret. We all do it.
Yeah, everyone has a good vice.
So you cut weight, you do your thing, but if you're like running around in plastic bags, that's like, gotta lose it right now.
Yeah.
But
does that still happen on the down low?
Of course.
It happens in open too, because you have to lose weight to get in.
Yeah. And that's just water weight.
When you see a race car, like picture a NASCAR, there's no passenger seat.
Right.
It's not needed.
Yeah, it's extra weight.
There's no visor. That's a wrestler. Everything extra's gotta go.
Ow.
Every pound that isn't, you know, helping you not, you know, burn lactic acid or not, it's gotta go. This is shitthatputmetosleep.com.
Yeah, this podcast, it's definitely, we're gonna walk the plank on the captain's log.
You know what? Whenever we talk about coaching on More Stories podcast, people will go.
You get more?
I do.
Yeah.
Or the ones that I have are like, that was pretty cool. See, I'm an assistant coach. He's a head coach. A head coach has to run everything. He's got to do all their paperwork. He's got to get them their uniforms, their warm-ups. He's got to order them. He's got to make sure everything's spelled right. He's got to go to the athletic director. He's got to talk to parents.
Right.
He's got to get what about the end of the year dinner? Like, I don't know. I haven't met yet.
Yep.
Am I varsity? Like, I don't make the lineup. You guys wrestle whoever wins as well. Like, it's a whole thing. As an assistant coach, I'm with Brian, and we just roll.
Right, you're working
on
the moves.
And then I see something across the room. I go across the room and I wrestle with that guy over there and that girl, her, and him. And while I'm wrestling with Brian, I go, whoa. Just tuck this in. Yeah, that's it. When this is open, this window's open, I can get through here.
Hey.
You close that window, I can't get through there.
I got it.
I'm going to get in that house, you leave the window open.
Yeah.
So next time that comes open.
My house is closed.
You know.
Yeah.
But you can't, as a head coach, you don't have that luxury. It's not that I'm such a great coach. I'm just,
his analogies are killer, though. His analogies are killer because they
how do the kids feel when they're like, oh, it's Jay Moore's my coach, man?
Oh, you kidding? They love it.
They go nuts,
they have no idea who Jay Moore is. Yeah.
No, they just don't coach. What are you, Coach Jay or Coach Moore?
Both, huh?
Both. Well, they call you Jay. They call you Jay, don't they?
Mm, our guys do, but it's both. Like in Beverly Hills, it was Coach Moore.
Well, the thing is, he comes up with these great analogies, which they love. I noticed that. Like, I just watch his analogies. They're like, just like the window
windows, open. Windows.
The shit that he comes up with is just great.
Yeah, because he's a poet.
That's probably it.
Yeah.
I have to agree with you on that one.
If Aldo's going to throw you, right when he goes to throw you, if I froze it and turn the lights off, if I put a flashlight behind you guys, no light should go through the two of you.
Ah.
He has to. Unless a window's open. For the light to get through.
That's cool. Dude.
Yeah, right. So like boxing.
Yeah.
Like I boxed before I wrestled. If my arms are up like this, you're gonna hit me in the ribs.
Ah.
So I'm really like nuts about this one. Because if the elbow's going up, I can get through here. Like it's like an octopus. You get through a space this big.
Yeah.
We don't need a lot of room. So like the difference between offense and defense is airspace.
It's very interesting.
On defense, I gotta create it. On offense, I take it away.
I had Dolph Ziggler.
I take your air.
Dolph Ziggler was on my show a couple weeks ago.
More interesting than what I was saying, sure.
Well, absolutely. Who's Dolph Ziggler? Yeah. WWE champion. He was a wrestler, right? All the way through.
First of all, calm down. Remember when I said, who's Dolph Ziggler? That means I don't know who he is.
My bad.
Do you know who it is?
Okay, so Dolph is...
Oh, we're adults.
He was a...
He just laid out the whole thing about analogies.
Yeah.
And then I went to give you one, and right at the calendar, he goes, Dolph Ziggler was in here last week.
Dude, it's my ADD. What do you want me to tell you?
Well, it's a point of 100 subscribers.
I'm trying to make this show move along.
Did you say 100?
100. I have more than 100. 101 now. It's very much
so. You realize any number other than 101 would have been funny?
My bad.
I got 140.
Yeah.
We're at 202.
Yeah.
101.
101 was everyone knew it was coming.
I'm not gonna teach you comedy. I think you're cool.
By
the way, we're really high, so bear with us. This is not a delay, it's freaking me out.
Alright, guys, well, listen, we gotta go.
I didn't finish airspace.
Oh, I wanna hear about it.
Predator prey.
Yeah?
No, you don't get it.
I don't get it.
No, you don't get it.
Wait, you're a fisherman, you should get it, right?
Yeah, no, I totally get it.
Counter shading.
I kinda get it.
You know counter shading?
Yeah.
Fisherman. What is it?
I don't know. Why do you have to ask me set follow-up questions?
I don't know, gay Doug Stanhope.
The magician, I love it.
When you see a fish in the water, it's because you saw it's countershading. Like, fish are dark on the top and they're light on the bottom.
Okay.
All of them.
Absolutely.
Because if I'm on the bottom looking up.
Looking up, you see the light coming and you see his white belly.
If I'm on the top, it gets darker when I look down.
That's
I can't
right.
see it. When you and I see a fish, it's because we saw what we shouldn't see.
Ah.
We're looking from the top, we saw the light.
Right.
So when I go into a wrestling room,
you look for the light.
I don't have... You don't have to look for that when you're looking. You just go, did you see that fish?
I see that.
That's how I know windows open.
That makes a lot of sense.
Enough with the windows.
It's a very good analogy.
I'm drawing a blank on every analogy I've ever had.
And anybody who doesn't fish has no clue what you're talking about, but it worked out really good for me.
Painting on the wall was one of my favorites.
Oh, the amount of time you have to wrestle?
Yeah.
If your entire life is the length of, I'll say in the wrestling room, this room.
Yeah.
I'll stand at one wall and I go, this is where you were born. And I'll walk across the room. I go, 10 years old, high school girlfriend, she's pregnant, single mom, blah, 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 this, that, you're old, you're sick, you had a heart attack, you're fine, you're 90, you're 101, and I hit the other wall and I go, you're dead. So that's your life.
Sure, that's my timeline.
The amount of time you have to wrestle is the coat of paint on that wall.
That's it.
Let's go.
I like it.
Changes,
I like that.
Changes the thought process.
Totally.
Hiram Rios is watching. Kimberly Ring Allen is watching.
She's a big fan. Big fan. And
Andrea,
I went to high school with her.
Let's talk about Andrea Spaulding.
Hey guys. All right, listen, this is the Captain's Log. Jay Moore and Aldo, Off the Hook Comedy Club this weekend. We're wrapping it up. We're
going to
be live on 103.9 right now. Tune in. We out.